Hi there. This is Sunny, coming to you from my backyard in the Superior Highlands in Lake County, Minnesota. Well, it's the end of summer. A bittersweet time of very few bird calls, very few bird songs, and daylight that's dropping each and every day. We still have long days compared to what it'll be like in December. But man, do I miss the day lengths of June and even July. The garden was way behind this year because of the cold and late and wet spring. We had snow in the woods and ice on Lake Superior in June, so it wasn't exactly a good garden summer, at least not at the start. It got hot and humid in July, but plants were way behind by then. To give you an idea of how far behind everything is in the garden, I was picking peas in August, and right now the green bean plants are producing beans, but they're also producing lots of flowers. I just started getting some ripe tomatoes and cucumbers, but the squash and the pumpkins are still just flowers. We are sturdy northern people here, but vegetable gardens aren't always that sturdy. Not with very little sun and very little heat, compared to past summers. August is normally a very hot and dry time of year, but not this year. The dip in the jet stream that produced the infamous polar vortex last winter is still there, causing record heat and drought in the west, with record moisture and relatively cool temperatures in the Great Lakes region. Not good tomato weather, that's for sure. And eating a tomato right from the garden is really close to heaven. Oh well, hopefully we'll get to eat a lot of ripe tomatoes before frost hits. Showers and fog, rain and fog, rain. Fall weather, actually, invaded our August this year. The bird population disappeared in the beginning of August. Well, they don't really disappear, but it feels like that. The woods get really quiet. Nobody calls or sings. Everyone is feeding young or raising young or getting ready for winter or getting ready for migration. If it weren't for the hummingbirds and the ravens during the day and then the barred owls at night, I'd start to worry that nobody else lived here. But you can see life all around you, all of the time, actually, if you take the energy to look. I don't put out bird seeds in the summer because of attracting bears, but in the beginning of September, I usually start to put seed on the feeder every morning, just a little bit. Confident it'll be gone quickly before the local black bears find it and decide that this is the place to be. Of course, the last laugh may be on me. The bear may figure it out right away and be sitting in the darkness waiting for me to toddle out there to put some seeds on the feeder. The chickadees are just coming back. They either go away or go silent or both in June and don't come back into my backyard until late August. And I'm starting to see chickadees, along with flocks of cedar waxwings, and now the noisy bands of blue jays. Nothing says fall like loud echoes of blue jays in the woods. The first migrants are leaving, nighthawks and swallows. From what I've read, sometimes ruby-throated hummingbirds will begin to head south in August. I haven't noticed a dip yet in the hummingbird numbers in my backyard. But there are so many still that I may not notice if some have left already. They'll begin to take off in earnest in the next week or two, and then it will be, sadly, really quiet here. Then begins the 8 months of the year that I am without all my noisy, chattering friends. I was taking a break one day not too long ago, watching the hummingbirds swarm around the feeders, absent-mindedly swatting all the mosquitoes, when something caught my eye. Above me in the willow were chickadees and warblers, a bunch of them, silently hopping branch to branch. I don't know if they were foraging for insects or just curious. Curious about all the tiny, loud hummingbirds chattering away, or curious about the human being sitting below. But it was a real treat to watch. The hummingbirds weren't threatened, or didn't appear to be, by the chickadees and warblers. They buzzed around them like they didn't exist. The chickadees and warblers didn't try to feed at the hummingbird feeders. I have seen other birds try that. They just hopped from branch to branch. Maybe those warblers were juveniles just hanging out with the confident chickadees. checking out all the noise. Fall has begun. The red maples and the sumacs are starting to turn color. Fireweed, asters, thistle, and jewelweed, or spotted touch-me-nots, are all in bloom. Folks in the woods are getting ready for another winter, cutting and splitting wood and cleaning out barns and chicken coops before freezing temps arrive. The end of August used to be the time of year you could see groups of monarch butterflies clumped in the treetops around here, getting ready to migrate. I miss that. I hope we can get enough people interested in saving these beautiful butterflies before they go extinct. There's a campaign online for people to plant milkweed, the main food of the monarch, and I hope it succeeds in motivating everybody to do that and to care about such a fragile existence. We have a chance to make a positive difference, saving a species from extinction. I'd like to think that there are enough intelligent humans left to do that, but we don't always use our intelligence for the greater good of this tiny blue planet we call home. There's still time for the monarch butterfly. I'm spreading milkweed seeds every chance I get with hope. Well, this is Sunny signing off. Thank you for listening to Lake County Journal on WTIP. I can't wait to talk to you again next month. Drive carefully, and don't forget to be grateful.